Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The buzzer went off, but the conversation never stops. This is Overtime with Jake Volnick. We are Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Happy Friday, Cleveland. It is the final non-Browns Friday, and that's a good feeling. It is an Ohio State Friday, which makes it a good time because we still get to talk football. We still get excited about the weekend to watch some football. We're having a good time. We're going to talk plenty of Ohio State today. We're going to talk Browns. Obviously, Guardians going to be in action. We'll react to them later on in the show. Plenty to get to, but it is Jake Volnick with you guys here from 7 to 11. We have Jax Gregory running the board as well. You heard him on the 2020s doing work behind the glass. James Bridges with us tonight as well. I'm on one of those the weird kicks at the moment of like I go through these moments of just being compulsively not obsessed in a way, but I get hammered down into doing one thing. I get dedicated to doing one thing. Usually doesn't last, right? Like, obviously my job, I enjoy doing a lot. We're dedicated to the job. Watching sports in general, we're dedicated to that. But I go through these other things of you've guys heard me talk about my lame hobby of bowling. I picked up bowling a little bit, very slightly. A lame. Jax is shaking his head immediately as I say it. It's all right. It's a little lame. Currently right now, in one of my classic kicks that I go through, it's like, I'm going to watch more movies. I just haven't been watching enough. Okay. I need to get back into media. And Jax, you hate bowling. You're going to hate this. I am a person who is, I love movies, right? I worked in a movie theater throughout high school, throughout college. I did all of this. I worked in a movie theater for 6 years on and off. I am just now, for the very first time, going back and watching the beginning of Marvel. The very start of it. I've never seen, just in this last week, I have watched for the very first time Iron Man. I've watched for the first time The Incredible Hulk. I know people don't like that. Iron Man 2. I just watched Thor today. I'm going to watch Captain America.
Iron Man is great. That movie's so good.
Incredible movie.
The other absolutely ones, incredible. They're very okay.
Iron Man 2.
The first Thor is very fine. Yeah. Iron Man 2 is okay.
Iron Man 2 is bad. I don't know. I don't even think that's
say
hot
that
take,
again. Iron Man 2 is what?
Some of the suit-up scenes are really cool. The first Captain America is very boring, but it's fine. Iron Man 1 is really good.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the first movie is usually the equivalent of a pilot. I don't expect most out of that anyway. But this is what everybody's lived with. I did watch the very first Avengers for the first time, too. Had not seen that. Just watched that for the first time, over the weekend. Yeah, crazy, right? Absolutely absurd. As somebody who's I worked at a movie theater, and I've seen Infinity War. I saw Endgame. I'd never gone back and done any of
those.
I just picked up wherever they started. I was working when they came out. I got early screenings. I wasn't going to say no. I'm like, I don't know, just might as well go watch. I don't know. Another thing, my hot take from watching the beginning, though, everybody dogs on The Incredible Hulk. Not a bad movie. It's not great, but enjoyable. I think it's a fun watch. Everybody hates on it so much. Not that bad. But I'm on one of those fixations right now. So that was like my lead up to today was quite literally I planned around two things for the beginning of my day. And that was getting ready for the show and getting ready to deliver you guys a good product and making sure that I had time to watch Thor. Like I was planning out my, I was getting to the point where I knew I had to leave at a certain point for the show today. And I was like, okay, I know I have to start Thor by this time. Okay. Like we have to start watching it by right now or else I'm not going to get through it. So that's currently where my life sits. You want to talk about boring and just doing random things? That's what I do throughout my day in case anybody had the inclination of figuring it out. There it is. Not much of interest throughout the beginning of the day, but obviously, yesterday, we got the giant news of Micah Parsons being traded to the Packers. That overtook a good part of our show, and rightfully so. We had a good conversations about it yesterday. But it didn't let me get to really where my mind was starting with in the day when I woke up, which was a very interestingly, shocker, shocker, focused on Browns quarterbacks. It's typically where the mind goes. But more specifically, focused on the Browns adding yet another quarterback to the room, even on the practice squad, Bailey Zappe, and just adding him into the mix because it's sort of I get it, like you have the opening on the practice squad, you add a guy, it's also adding a guy that you've previously, you know, entrusted to be on your roster when you have two rookies to play. The natural thought starts to come up of, does this mean something bad for the rookies? Even if he sits on the practice squad now, does this mean something bad for the rookies? And of course, you know, Kevin Stefanski had to be asked about that, and Kevin Stefanski addressed just what it meant, at least outwardly to the media, what Bailey Zappe on the team means for everybody else.
You got to make sure that room is strong in numbers. So we like Bailey, what he brings, and being around him, know what he's about, but that's all it is.
So, I mean, doesn't sound like clearly there's an infatuation with Bailey Zappe that they're like, oh, I got to get this guy in the field. He's no Kenny Pickett, if you would. Right, like this is not a moment where they're like, oh, well, Kenny could win the starting job. You know, got to see what this guy has. And then you trade him away for a fifth round pick. But this does sort of circle back on the idea of, I think everybody being in a spot right now where it's really hard to trust what the Browns say. And Kenny Pickett obviously only contributed to that. And it was already a feeling. But this is one of those things where I think when you center your mind on Shedeur Sanders, and you instantly go to, I want to see Shedeur play this year, which I think is where a lot of the fan base is. It's certainly where I'm at. I'd love to see Shedeur actually get into some game action this year and display. Is he going to be a guy for the future? Is he just going to be, you know, a fifth round draft pick that they essentially walk at the end of the day? Bailey Zappe is the type of move that it shouldn't scare me, but it does. Like Bailey Zappe strikes fear into me that we could potentially see Bailey before you actually go and see Shedeur Sanders this year. Again, I feel like this is, it's like top of the line irrational because it's a practice squad guy and it sounds dumb to a degree to even say it out loud. But just the way that the Browns have operated, it's like, okay, well, you haven't shown me a ton of faith just going in, you know, getting Shedeur Sanders to actually be up to speed and playing in the games. What's to make me think that you don't like Bailey Zappe so much when the moment comes time where you look at Shedeur and go, I still don't think he's ready, and then you turn it over to Bailey? Which, I mean, you want to take draft position into account. Browns had an opportunity to draft Shedeur in rounds 1, 2, 3, and 4 and eventually decided that fifth was far enough. Bailey Zappe's a former fourth-round pick. The Patriots drafted him in the fourth round of 2022. So you have, you know, information on that guy to say, yeah, he wasn't the best thing in the world. He's not incredible. He's bounced around at this point a little bit. But I think if you take the Browns perspective so far, at least what the outward look is on Shedeur Sanders, is they would look at him and say, yeah, that guy's not that incredible either right now. He clearly still has things to work on. There's a reason we have him thrown to equipment managers and ball boys rather than working with the first team offense. Again, from a Browns mind perspective, that's the way, that's where I go. So I just don't know that I can listen to Kevin and once again be like, oh, finally, he said it and we're clear. I can count on Shedeur playing before Bailey. As dumb as it is, I think in a lot of the minds where if it comes down to the decision of Kevin Stefanski, and if it is reality that, no, Kevin is not in love with the player that Shedeur Sanders is, that there's a chance you would see Bailey Zappe. Because, I mean, if we're being 100% real about it, is there really going to be a scenario where you move past Joe Flacco, you move past Dylan Gabriel, you get to Shador Sanders, and you have all those quarterbacks active, ready to go on the roster? Like, do you just bench Joe Flacco and then keep him signed and still eat up 3 to 4 quarterback spots? You know, depending on if Deshaun's coming back and he's going to at some point be activated and take up a 53-man roster spot. So if Deshaun comes back, I have to sit here and go, okay, am I going to hold on to Joe and hold that 4 spot? Or when I bench him, do I also go through and say, okay, time to probably move on from Joe? Or, you know, hopefully not, but Joe, Dylan, they get hurt in their outings. They're not taking up that spot either. In theory, you have room to add Bailey Zappe to the roster. It doesn't just become, oh, that guy just sits on the practice squad. We'll roll through with just the guys who are here. Bailey Zappe or whatever quarterback they would have at that point could be added back. I just don't know that I sit there and I can trust everything that the Browns say and everything that I believe that the Browns feel on Shador Sanders, which is not ultimately that high. I don't think they're sabotaging him or anything else. Let's not go into the conspiracy theories of this. But like, I don't know that I can sit there and say they believe in him so much and have so much faith in the kid that he would step up right before Bailey Zappe just because Kevin Stefanski said it's that way. I don't know what I can actually go through and believe with the Browns right now, but that's where my mind sits. That's where I go back and I look at this thing and I say, okay, well, if Bailey gets activated to the actual 53-man roster, I do sit there in fear that you're not just looking at, okay, well, Shador's a starter, and instead it's going to be one of those weeks, well, we're working through it, and we're not going to name a starter right out of the gate, but we're going to let these guys, sort of warm up, and we're going to get to a starter later on in the week. They're the classic Browns, we don't have a quarterback right now, we'll have a quarterback on Friday. We should know who the quarterback is. We probably know in our minds who the quarterback is, but we're not going to tell you up until we get to Friday because they feel like they're holding their cards to the chest and have some wild competitive advantage that obviously does not truly exist. But I can't eliminate that. I don't know that it's likely, but I can't sit here and eliminate it from my mind and act as if it does not exist. So I'm gonna lose my mind this year. If I see Bailey Zappe take the field before Shador Sanders, I think I, with the rest of the Browns fan base, are going to explode. And I don't know if this is me doomsday prepping or if I'm living in the reality of the Cleveland Browns right now, but it just feels like that's going to be something I have to worry about down the line. And it's going to be something that I have to think about I really just don't want to. If we get to that point in the season, you're already pretty much as low as you can get. You play anybody before Shador Sanders at that point. I get it if you want to play Dylan first. I really don't see that big of a problem with it. But if you get to anybody named anything else other than Shador as your third quarterback out of the gate, yeah, I think I'm going to be upset, and I think we're all going to be a little upset. 216-474-0092. Do you fear Bailey Zappe could actually roadblock Shador Sanders from a starting job at some point this year? You can also get me on X at VolnickJake, VolnickNEC. Jake swinging to our social media reactions, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Plenty of good stuff coming up for you guys tonight, of course. At 7:40, we're going to get to the station buzz, the most pressing things said by our station's guests throughout the day, immediately followed by our Friday special, Lance Reisland of Cleveland.com. Coach Riz joins us coming up at 8 here. We have Get a Grip, as always, at 9. We're going to react to the Guardians. We'll bring in James Bridges for another edition of Change Your Mind in the 10 o'clock hour. But right now, 216-474-0092, do you fear Bailey Zappe could play roadblock to Shador Sanders at some point this year? We're going to get to your calls as well, an overall look on the Browns quarterback plan. Does it actually exist? All in 5 minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On Overtime with Jake Volnick. With you guys here until 11 on The Fan. Or a Bailey Zappe equivalent. I mean, it doesn't really have to be Bailey Zappe. It's not the fear that they love Bailey so much that they just go through and put Shador on the back burner. It's the fact of any quarterback. I mean, listen, you could throw out Deshaun Watson if you want. I don't think anybody really wants to have that conversation. We could put Deshaun into the mix. That's an option if you really want it there. But it's any other quarterback that they look at their options at any point this season. Dylan, Joe already, you know, gone through. And they go, maybe just somebody not named Shador Sanders right now. Again, I'd like to say it's not going to happen. I listen to Kevin talk about Bailey Zappe as if he's an insurance policy and just a guy for numbers in the room that they like. I don't know that I can just buy it's a numbers in the room type of game. Like, again, maybe with Bailey it is. Maybe with another quarterback that they'd be considering to bring in. I just think maybe it's not. I'm just not sold that they're dying to see Shador. I think Jimmy Haslam would be dying to see Shador Sanders. I would hope Jimmy Haslam would be dying to see Shador Sanders. I think to some degree, Andrew Berry should want to see Shador because that's what helps him out. Hopefully. I mean, if he played well, it would help him. If he played poorly, well, that's just another red strike through Andrew Berry's record. But I mean, at this point, the whole thing looks like a red strike. So what are we doing here? Like, you just want to see your quarterback play. I just can't be convinced of it. And this really, it ties into a bigger overall problem for me. Which is the Browns are entering the season. They start Joe Flacco. I think they have a plan set out for what they want to do to start the year. I just don't know that I think this team has a plan for what they want to do after that. Or where they go in their evaluation of Joe Flacco. Like, that's the fear. Is I would love for, and not even Kevin Stefanski, because I think Kevin's job is to go out there, win as many games as you possibly can, and just sort of, you know, have it in front of you of, all right, well, I'm going to continue to try to win games until somebody tells me, all right, Kevin, we got to stop trying to win games right now and it's time to evaluate. But I think if you're Andrew Berry right now, you should be having talks with Kevin of like, all right, here we go. Right? First six games, we're planning that being Joe Flacco at the moment, but we're evaluating heavily after those first six games. We were taking a real look in the mirror after those games and determining, do we need to turn to the rookies or not? It doesn't have to be six. It can be whatever number that you decide to arbitrarily place on it. But I feel like you have to go through and pick some sort of plan for how the next steps plan out. If you had just had Joe Flacco, one rookie in the room, I'd say forget about that. Right? Like you play Joe until you feel like Joe's not giving you the results you want, and then you'll eventually get to the rookie quarterback. When you put three guys in the room, when you put three different guys to truthfully evaluate, I think there has to be something more there. I don't think you can just pretty much play this as a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants type of moment. And I think that's in a way what the Browns are doing, because they operate under the idea that the goal of this season is to win football games, and I'm going to do everything in my power to win games, and we'll figure it out after that doesn't occur. Right? After that's not happening, then we'll decide what we're doing from here. But it's not a plan of trying to get, okay, well, we want to evaluate Dylan, we want to evaluate Shador, and obviously we're going to give Joe the leeway if he plays well to keep playing. But I need to, you know, basically pick a time to when am I going to evaluate my quarterback and when am I going to consider making that move if the season looks like this, or I keep going with Joe if the season looks like that. I don't think that's in the minds of almost anybody on the Browns right now. I truthfully do think that they are in take it day by day mode and continue to move forward with the guy that I have until that guy doesn't show me anything. The problem is that's great and everything when you're trying to win games. When you're set up in a true position to win games, these are things that teams like the Chiefs and the Bills and the Ravens, they never even have to think about. Guess what? You don't have a quarterback. These are things that need to be on the minds of everybody else. Right? Again, Kevin can forget about it. Andrew, Jimmy, everybody in the front office needs to be considering, we just drafted two rookie quarterbacks. I got to go figure out what's happening with those two rookie quarterbacks, and I need to set this season up in a way that I can evaluate it. again, give Joe the leeway. Like, I'm not saying go out there and be like, okay, four games for Joe and then Dylan's ready. It's going to be four games, six games, whatever it is for Joe, and then we need to have an honest talk with ourselves. We need to go through and determine if Joe's actually the best option for this team moving forward. Is he the guy that gives us the best chance to actually have an answer at quarterback? And maybe that is just competing for this year, and it's fine going to draft one in 2026, but is this year still about competing right now? Or is basically being competitive and winning football games an add-on and a bonus based on where we're at? Because it does come a point in the season. If you tell me that doesn't happen, and every week in and week out is just about winning a football game, and they should be focused on, you know, top to bottom in the organization, preparing themselves to win that game in the best way possible. Yeah, I'm sorry. In week 13, if you got three wins on the board, I'm out. Right? Like, I am out on put the best team forward and try to win a football game. It turns into evaluation. And that happens for teams across the league. Nobody will come out and say it, but we all know that that's what happens. So I need the front office to be, you know, in on that plan. If it comes to it, if you have to make the call down to Kevin and be like, Joe's not starting anymore, then damn it, you make the call down to Kevin and you tell him Joe's not starting anymore. I don't care what it is. At some point, you have to pull the plug on that. And I just feel like that's not the case. It feels like a fly by the seat of your pants the entire way of just, we'll do the Browns thing, which is go and do it week to week and evaluate. We'll do the thing they did last year when it came to who was calling plays, where it's Kevin or it's Ken Dorsey. Well, it's going to be Kevin until Kevin says it's not. And then all of a sudden, one week as the season's going off the rails, they go, yeah, let's just turn it over to Ken. And we had to ask a question to figure out if it was going over to Ken. Kevin was not just going out there and introducing that information to start his press conference and getting out ahead of it. Kevin was just like, yeah, this is what it is. Right? Like, oh, you want to ask about it? Sure, now I'll tell you. I'm not going to straight up lie to your face, but I'm not just going to offer it up as my own information. It's the exact same thing. You just, go out there and do whatever feels right when it comes to calling plays. I can't sit here and act as if they're not just going to do whatever feels right when it comes to about what quarterback's going to be out there. I don't like working off of the emotions of Kevin Stefanski and whether or not he thinks he can win football games to get quarterbacks to actually play for this team. I don't want Kevin to be a casualty of this season. I think Kevin's a good coach. But if it comes down to it, if the result is the rookie plays and Kevin had to be a casualty of it, then that's the result. I'm not in the business of saving anybody's job here so that they can develop a quarterback in 2026. I'm sick of the saving jobs mentality that goes on. That's not what we're in the business of. I'm in the business of impacting and improving the Browns in a positive way. And that comes from evaluating the quarterbacks, and that starts with having a plan. Having some true way to evaluate what the Browns are this season. We all sit here and we talk about Joe plays six games. We have a plan in our minds. I think every fan individually has come up with their own plans of when they feel like it'll be the right time to actually think about moving on to Dylan Gabriel or Shador. I just don't know that's the thought process in the building. I think you get so caught up in, well, you get through six games, you might be 2-4, but guys, 2-4, it takes two games to get back to 4-4, and then you're right back in it. It's like, no, not really. Like, even if you're 1-5 and you tell me it's four games to get back in it, you still got to go out and win those four games. There's a reason why you've lost 5 out of 6. It's because you're not going to go in there and stun the world. I don't want the Browns thinking that every move they make, if Joe's still playing solid football, that they can go and stun the world. At the end of the day, this is a results-based business. Right? I need to see the actual results. And I'm sorry, but the way that Joe gets evaluated is not on how close these games are. It's not on how good he looks when the game's going on and if the defense sells him. It's about the only reason you are here right now is to put wins in the win column. You are trying to put as many tallies in that slot as you can. If you're not doing it, whether it's because of your own play or you're not getting the support around you, the only thing you're here to do is improve the record and sell this as a competitive franchise. The moment that stops, and if you're 1-5 after six games, hell, if you're 2-4 after six games, I have to think about moving on from Joe Flacco. I have to think about turning it over to the rookie quarterbacks. Any other thought process is not going to suffice. And listen, that evaluation might come at four games. It might come at eight. I don't think it can come any later than that. When I hit the bye week, I definitely am looking myself in the mirror by then. You've had half a season to evaluate this team. If it's not where you want it to be, it's time to start thinking about 2026. I'm not living in the miracle world of the Browns where Joe Flacco comes in and saves the season. It's Joe Flacco. It saves what's supposed to be a disgusting season from the start, or Joe is no longer the superhero that he spawned himself into being in 2023. That's just the way that it is. And I need Andrew Berry. I need Jimmy Haslam to be sitting up there and be aware of that fact. And if they have to make the call down to Kevin, then you make it. 216-474-0092. Do you feel like the Browns have a quarterback plan, or is this a fly-by-the-seat type of situation? It really doesn't matter. Again, 216-474-0092. Let's go out to Rick. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, my man. Thank you. I am, honored to talk to somebody in Cleveland again. I haven't been there since I moved away from Cleveland State after I graduated. But I want to tell you, I love the Browns, and I'm honored to talk to you about this. But I got to be honest with you, you guys are 100% right. This is about as bad as it gets. And what would you, if you were Shador, what would you think? The other piece of it is, what do you think they're going to say if Watson says he's cleared to play? And all of a sudden, what do you do then? Get rid of the guy is what they should do. And this is, Flacco's not the end of the whole thing. He's not the answer either. He's a piece of this. I love what you had to say, and I agree 100%. I just wanted to tell you this. That's why I'm calling in.
Yeah, and Rick, I appreciate you making the call. I appreciate you, leaving back in the day and still being supportive of the Browns and still listening to Browns Radio. We love that. I think you go into this and it's like, okay, obviously, the Deshaun thing, you can't do anything, right? Like, it'd be great if you could just throw him off the roster. We all know that's not possible at this point. The money does not allow it. You can't afford the salary cap hit it would take. But, I mean, the sad part is, the person this impacts the most is the person that Browns fans want to see on the field more than anybody. And I think that's what makes this situation so difficult to look at, is a majority of the fan base, I think, sits there and roots for, I want a franchise quarterback, and I know what my own two eyes tell me. I've watched the guys play in college. Franchise quarterback, best opportunity for it this year, lays in Shador Sanders. So I want to go see Shador play the game. So in our minds, we start conjuring up the ideas of how do we get Shador onto the field? What way get Shador onto the field the fastest, but still make sense for our football team? But the reality is, the longer that you give Joe just means, what's likely to happen, Dylan to come in later, and Shador's looking at the scraps. I need the scraps to be at least 4 or 5 games. It cannot be less than that. If I get to 2 games left in the season, I go, okay, time to evaluate Shador Sanders. I'll be excited when that week rolls around, because I'm assuming the season's already chalked at that point. At least I have something to root for in week 17 and 18. But I'm going to be more focused on the 2026 draft at that point. I'm like, what quarterbacks am I actually going to be able to go through and draft? Who's going to actually save this franchise? Because there's not a damn thing Shador is going to be able to do in 2 games to prove that, no, you give that guy the shot and you don't draft one next year. Again, 216-474-0092. Do the Browns have a quarterback plan, or is this a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants type of season for the front office? We're going to get to a little bit more on that as well. The Station Buzz coming your way in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.